The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I am Johnny White. Really, really welcome to Lunch Watch. Hello. Or should I say something different? What would you have me say instead? Hello is what I want to say, because it expresses exactly what I want to express. So why should I say something different? What is it you're expecting me to say instead of hello? Because I'll level with you. I'm all ears. Let's then hear it, this great replacement. This word that's better and more suitable than hello. You know, I really can't believe it sometimes, the way that you can be. Here am I, falling over myself to try to say hello to you. And somehow, that isn't good enough. For some reason, that isn't enough, full stop. Well, listen. Shakespeare might have had 1,000 ways of putting it, but I've never been considered one of the greats. And if hello isn't cutting the mustard, then maybe we should just call false alarm on this whole wretched episode. But that said, hello, and welcome to Lunch Watch. In case you don't know or weren't aware, Lunch Watch is a kind of a display-based lunch competition. You send in one lunch you've had between Monday and Wednesday to be analysed and reviewed by myself, Johnny White, really, really, as well as the ever shadowy and absent figure of Dan Canetti to receive the ultimate honour of being this or that week's winning lunch. How are we all? I hope you are well. This week I noticed that I've been worrying about whether people from reality TV programmes ever actually hang out afterwards like they say they're going to, or whether they don't. Because I don't want either to happen. I don't want them to look out the windows of their daylit sitting rooms on a grey and glowing Sunday and feel pangs of embarrassment and also confusion about how they said they would meet up with another of the contestants the very next week, but they never even messaged them and never got a message from them. I don't want that for them, but I also don't want them to go out and meet with another one of the contestants. And for them to not have a bad time, but a thin time. A conversation that doesn't carry on the air between them. I don't want them to only start having fun during the last drink, and only because of the drinks. I shouldn't worry about it, most likely, but I just want there to be a good option for them in that regard. And as it stands, it seems like a true dilemma, and I can't abide that. Not with everything that's been going on. But enough about rooms and confusion, because it's time to look out the window of lunch. And there was a rich selection this week, and a vibrant selection, and I was, as you know I am, pacified to see them. A fair amount of cheese this week, which, you know, is not a problem. Nor is it a solution, mind you, but anyhow. Before we rifle through the possessions of the three front runners, I have to attend to my famous orders of business. But I don't have any this week. And don't act all surprised, because this isn't the first time this has happened, it's the fourth. So please, save your gasps for the ghost trains. Me not having any orders of business is nothing out of the ordinary, so just calm down. And so, for the three front runners, firstly we had Layla. Her entry, bread and hummus with an innocent smoothie, confirming the colour of the smoothie to have been blue. I had an inkling it had been the blue one, and I wasn't wrong. Something I would later use to confirm to myself that I am psychic, which was also once agreed upon by a psychologist. Although, in hindsight, the session had officially finished 10 minutes beforehand, and I think they may have not been properly listening. But no, this was a good one from Layla. Secondly, we had Eleanor. Her entry, a bavette steak with a baked sweet potato, followed by an Activia prune yogurt with a presumed water to drink. I have never heard of a bavette steak. It made me think of something that would have been eaten in Mad Men by one of the Mad Men themselves. And to combine that with a prune yogurt seemed a piece of poetry in a world of dreary prose. I don't know what I mean by that at all. I just really wanted to say that it sounded good. I don't know why I brought poetry into the mix, but of course then, when I did, along came prose. Like rum and raisin, those two. Okay. And lastly, we had D. Millie. Now, I normally use people's first names for this, but I didn't know what it was, and I've left it charmingly late for recording it all. So I'm just going to go on his Twitter name, which is D. Millie, and a fine name it is too. His entry, Korean chicken thighs, homemade kimchi, and a red cabbage slaw, confirming the drink to have been tea. This one spoke very much for itself. I would eat it from December all the way to next December. That's from winter to winter. Use my 4-digit PIN code, then press enter. That last bit is a line from the Defari song, Say It Twice, which has been in my head now for 20 years. Although, not really relevant, as he's actually talking about hustling, not eating the same lunch over and over again, but still nice to frame life as a cycle of winter to winter. And that was all the three front runners. Okay, and as we mull over the three front runners, I would just like to play that little game called Heads or Tails with Zoe and with a coin.
Hi.
And do you have a coin with you?
I do.
Which kind?
It's a 2p, and look how bright and shiny it is.
The golden circle.
Well, rose gold.
Rose gold.
Actually, famously copper.
Copper circle. And if at home you would like to fix for what you should like this to stand for or decide, the smart move from a deep maths perspective would be, I think, just to bet whichever way you want, because it's always 50-50, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
doesn't seem that way, though.
Doesn't seem that way, because we always have tails, or overwhelmingly. So maybe try heads, but I don't want to influence you. I will be keeping my vote a secret.
But you definitely haven't kept your vote a secret.
It's tails, normally. It is always. I'm wishing for tails. So here we go. If you would like to turn it in the air, is the flip good?
Brilliant.
And do we have a reading?
We have got a reading.
What is it?
It's tails.
It's tails once again.
Yes.
The unstoppable rise. Well, not rise anymore, just a sort of
plateau
of tails.
Infinite plateau of tails.
Okay, all right, well, thank you very much, Zoe, for turning the coin in the air.
Thank you.
And thanks for playing along at home, and we'll see you again next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
And so the final verdict, fast, approaches. I ask myself how I'm doing so far this week, and I tell myself, probably all right, but you can never know for sure. And so I beg for forgiveness and a little bit of hush as I do the recap. Will it be Layla with her hummus and bread and blue, blue smoothie? Will it be Eleanor with her left field steak and baked potato and prune yogurt? Or must it be D. Millie with his dazzling chicken thighs and kimchi and coleslaw and tea? And it breaks my heart and then immediately mends it again to announce that this week the winner is Eleanor. I would just like to say that you have won this week's Lunchwatch.
Oh, God. I don't know what to say. It's brought... brought some brightness to my day. I mean, you told me that just as the sun was coming out.
Oh, perfect.
I can't help but think that
it's related.
Yeah, absolutely. Which lunch did I win it for?
I'll give you a clue. It featured a yogurt concerning prunes as its second half.
Yes.
And then the first half, there was something along the lines of quite a special steak, or at least a steak that I personally am not familiar with.
Yes, the bavette.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what is that?
It's a cut of meat kind of at the bottom of the chest, kind of towards the abdomen of the cow. I know it's quite horrible to think about, but for my sins, I don't eat meat very often at all, but I kind of need to at a certain time of the month, as you can imagine, and it's cheap to buy, and very flavoursome, and if you know how to cook it, you get a lot of bang for your buck.
Nice.
Say, yeah.
A lot of bang for your buck vis-a-vis content. And for pudding, you had
For pudding, I had
prune yogurt.
You were right. Yeah, yeah. One of those Activia ones. So it's sort of like a prune compote at the bottom.
Is it a little bit like a fruit corner, but all together?
Sort of, but sort of not, because the parts are essentially on top of each other in the pot,
okay.
Whereas with a fruit corner, you have to...
You can limit your distribution.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It relies on the person to kind of make the intentional movement of mixing them.
And have you had your lunch yet today? It's a bit early, I suppose.
I'll be considering it, and I do think what I'll be having, if you'd like to know.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
A kind of mushroom pie last night with...
A mushroom pie?
Yeah,
ooh.
Yeah, like a kind of really thick, creamy one, a puff pastry top.
Oh,
so
nice.
I think I'll have a chunk of that for lunch.
I was listening to a country song called "I'm Just an Old Chunk of Coal," where it says, "I'm just an old chunk of, chunk of coal, but I'm going to be a diamond someday."
Right.
Billy Joe Shaver, and I saw an interview with him, and he said he really prefers it when people say chunk. He said they say that in Texas for like a chunk of pie rather than a... Mm. It's good. Chunk's a good. It's a good word.
Yeah, and it very much is a chunk.
Yeah.
No...
Like a sort of almost a similar consistency to a big Spanish omelette, but on top of some pastry. What am I barking up? I'm trying to get a visual read on it in my mind's eye. Oh,
that's a shame, wasn't it?
Hey, I couldn't tell. I was because there was a pause. I was worried I'd sort of slightly offended you by accusing the pie of being, as I was wondering if it had the consistency of like a big Spanish omelette, but on pastry. And then there was a big pause.
That would have offended
No, I didn't know. There was a big pause, and then the phone went dead.
It's more of a slop,
okay.
with a pastry lid. But I can see where you think that.
Right, I got that. And my favourite question. Are there any lunches you would particularly like to see win in the future?
Oh, gosh. What, my own or just in general?
just in general. It's a real unanswerable. But this is the sort of thing that the guy should ask at the end of Inside the Actor's Studio.
Absolutely. It kind of gets quite existential.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like to see, just because I think it holds such an important place in our kind of psyche, I'd like to see a Heinz tomato soup.
Yes,
something involving that.
Do you know what? It's been skirting around the edges. It's been it's been hiding in the tree line. It's been sort of in the attic for ages of Lunchwatch. Mm. It's they're always around, but
yeah.
So far, yeah. So I don't think people. I hear them referenced, but people don't often enter them as. And also it's sort of high, you know, soups, it's high time for a soup win. I always say this as if it's anyone else but me who can make this happen. But but yeah, okay, yeah, they're, okay. All right then, well, thank you very much for entering. We hope you'll enter again next week.
It gives me a real thrill, actually.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
And I hope you have a very nice rest of the day and rest of the week and rest of the year, and then we'll speak to you again.
And life, rest of
and
life?
And rest of life, yes, completely.
Okay.
And we'll speak to you again soon, and have a
yeah,
nice
hopefully.
Day. And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. That was Eleanor, a.k.a. Belle L. And if you'd like to follow in her footsteps, you can, because I can now declare Lunchwatch open again. If you're listening to this between Monday and Wednesday, you can send in your entries on Twitter at Lunchwatch or on email lunchwatch@hattrickwith2t's.com or on Facebook. But as ever, you can work that one out for yourself. When I was younger, I was in a film with Robert Pattinson. This is a real story, by the way. I played his best friend, who was called Ronnie. At the time, I imagined that we would have comparable careers, and I think that it's fair to say that we have. It's just that I've chosen different roles for myself, due to having different representation. You see, I'm represented by fallen leaves, the smell of roadworks, algae on the windows of houseboats, that sort of thing. And so the roles I've been offered have been more long-form, secret objectives to do with time, etc. Off-screen stuff, you know, but weighty, highly weighty. Anyhow, the reason I bring it up is because around the time of this film, I went with him and an actor called Tom Sturridge to the Groucho Club. And this actor, Tom Sturridge, was talking about the book The Lord of the Flies. And I wheeled out my fact, which is that the word Beelzebub translates as Lord of the Flies. And Tom Sturridge said, actually, it means King of the Flies. And I said, well, King, Lord, you know. And Tom Sturridge said, you're a moron. And I responded by finishing everyone's drink and then saying, I'm a good guy, and then going home. Anyhow, he might not be, but if the actor Tom Sturridge is listening, I'd just like to say that on reflection, I do know there's a difference between a lord and a king. I think I just got it in my head that you were being difficult about it on purpose, which is messed up of me, and I'm sorry.
Lunch Watch was written and performed by Johnny White, Really Really, with original music by Johnny White, Really Really. The Coin Flip was performed by Zoe Waterman. The producer was Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hattrick production.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.